There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Your newest instructor is joining us today, Jim Farmer. And Jim Farmer is in the executive protection business. And he and I are going to talk about disturbing trends in the decline of America. Welcome, Jim Farmer.
Well, good morning, Vincent. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Jim. So, Jim, you know, you've been in the Springfield, Missouri community. You've had a chance to visit Springfield many, many times, and you've seen some disturbing trends. We've talked about them off the air, and we decided that we would share them. Now, these trends, I don't believe, are unique to just Springfield, Missouri. I believe that these trends are happening all over, and they're way worse in Detroit, way worse in Detroit. But, you know, when you think about the Midwest, you really don't think about the decline of America. Let's talk about that. Where would you like to start?
Well, me and my wife, we've had quite a few talks about, you know, what we see every day and what's been going on and the job that I end up doing every day, and we started noticing quite a few things that made us really set back and go, wow. You know, the decline of America wouldn't happen in a single event such as an EMP. I mean, that could always still take place. But one of the things we really started noticing was that slow boiling of the frog that they always hear about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little things that we're seeing taking place everywhere. You know, I mean, the one thing that I thought was pretty interesting is Springfield, Missouri hit 17 homicides last night. So I figured that would be one of those interesting things where I would look into that a little more, and it kind of turns out that right this moment they have 9 of them that are unsolved.
Now, when you say 17 homicides, over what period are we talking about?
2014.
Okay, this year 17 homicides in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
Springfield, Missouri is a small city of about 200,000 people. Okay, 17 homicides.
Yeah, and it's
so
a record.
Far this year. Okay, new record.
Yeah, very disturbing.
Jim, when I first moved to Missouri from Virginia, I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. There's very little crime here. People are really friendly, and people said to me, "What do you see as a difference between Missouri and Virginia?" And I'd say, well, in Virginia, it used to be people were really, really helpful. And if I had a flat tire, you know, someone would help me change the tire. But over the years, over spending 18 years in Virginia, it became more like, let's see if we can nick that guy who's changing his tire without killing him. Let's just graze him, you know, with our vehicle as we go by. Then, contrasting that with Missouri, I'd say there'd be two people, you know, debating over who was going to help you change your tire in Missouri. And, you know, that's what I saw, you know, 8-9 years ago. But that's changing, and it's changing very rapidly. Now, we do have people who are certainly willing to help, but there are fewer of them. Because
yeah,
I see we're becoming more of a me-first society. And I think that's what happens in homicides.
And
but
what
please continue.
We find pretty interesting is out here in the community where we live, you know, we still wave at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Someone gets stuck in the ditch, you still try to help pull them out. You know,
sure.
That's still going on here. But as you get closer to to Springfield, if you start to break down and stuff, it's usually, like you just said, every man for himself.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like it. I really don't like it, but it's becoming more and more that way. What else are you seeing?
Well, the main thing was the homicides, a lot of more graffiti in the downtown area. We've started noticing that a lot more commercial buildings are folding up, just like John Reagan had been talking about. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of businesses just aren't making it, and they're shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
The area of Glenstone and Sunshine, for instance.
That's where Ziggy's is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right this moment, if you go 0.7 mile in any direction from Ziggy's, east, west, north, south, it doesn't matter. Me and my wife noticed right this moment there are 28 commercial properties sitting up for sale or lease, starting at 1,200 square feet all the way up to 325,000 square feet. You know, that's an enormous amount of building space sitting vacant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I noticed, and I said to the meetup group, and Jim, you've been to the meetups, you've probably even heard me say this, you know, I would stop in my tracks, I'd look out the window of the restaurant, and I'd say, you know, this is rush hour. There should be a lot more cars out here. Where is the traffic? Where are the vehicles? Where are the people? What's going on? They're not out here. The commerce is grinding to a halt right here, right now, and we could see it.
No, we can feel it every day. We're living through it. You know, and that's what I keep talking about. You know, I mean, yes, a single event could, you know, collapse to the dollar, or as it's taking place now, but I believe it's going to be that slow, long period of our standard of living disappearing that's really going to get us to the point of pure poverty.
Now, you are in an environment, you have several environments in which you operate, and one of those environments is where you see people from all over the country. What are you seeing them saying? Are they saying that, boy, things aren't so good, or are you seeing them say, things are great where I live, it's terrible here, or it's great here, and it's, you know, worse where I live? What are they saying?
Exactly. It's worse everywhere. They're doing their best. A lot of the people that we come in contact with, they're doing their best just to either try to make a sale, or they're doing their best to try to highlight their companies. They're doing their best just in protection in general. You know, a lot of people are spending a lot more money just to make sure they can keep what they've earned.
Okay, are you, when you say protection in general, are you saying that they are fortifying, that they are strategizing to keep others out in times that, as, are you saying that they're projecting that things are going to be worse and they're strengthening their position by, you know, putting up defenses to keep others away from stealing?
At a record pace. I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, I'm in my mid-30s, and, you know, I got to enjoy a good upbringing. And when I look around now and what I see, you know, bringing my children into what's going on now, it's really made me contemplate what I need to do personally for putting up. I hate to think about living in a world where you've got to think about defenses, where you've got to think about, you know, your next 2 and 4 moves out. You know, you can't just live for the day and, no, don't worry about tomorrow. You have to think 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead. Because if you're not doing that, someone else is. And there's a good chance that you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught up, and when you do, it's not going to be pretty. You know, a lot of the people that have that money to do that, well, they're doing it at record paces. They're spending that money like it has no worth.
Now, let me see if I understand. Are you saying that wealthy people who have accumulated, we'll call it, wherewithal, they've got a lot of things, they've got a lot of possessions, a lot of valuable possessions, are you saying that they are digging in and fortifying to protect at a pace that you've never seen before?
Exactly. And in ways you would not normally contemplate in America. You might think of some of the things that they're doing in, for instance, Mexico City, or some of those other countries where you have an upper middle class, a higher echelon, and then you have the poverty. You would start to see that in some of those, you know, armored vehicles. You would start to see metal plating under windows, you know, different things like that in their homes. But you wouldn't think that you would see that here in America on a mass, regular scale. And that's what the people that have the money are starting to do. you know.
Yeah, I was talking with one of our instructors, James Wesley Rawls, and he is a survivalist. He is, you know, a guru in survival and preparedness. And we were talking about things like we were doing a seminar together at the expo, and we were talking about taking a standard steel door, like you might have on the back door or the front door of your home, and we're talking about drilling a 3/4 inch hole in the top of it, and then slowly filling it with pea gravel, you know, just with a funnel, and just putting pea gravel in there, adding stronger screws to the hinges. And the idea was that if someone were to shoot through your steel door, the pea gravel would stop a handgun cartridge because of the density of the pea gravel. Now, you know, the thought is you could put sand in there and that'd be fine, except once you start shooting that door, that sand would start running out, whereas the pea gravel would be less likely to run out. So he and I were talking about things like that, and shutters, steel shutters, that multiple layers of steel plate, so that as things get worse, if you have a hardened home, you could close those shutters and resist gunfire. We were talking about this a couple of years ago, and so are you alluding to those kinds of things happening today, being implemented today? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, big heavy boulders that are in excess of 500-600 pounds being placed in the way to slow down vehicles so that they can't get close enough to your position. You know, a lot of different other objects, for instance, fence pipe. That's being filled with concrete before, you know, go ahead and start to weld it. And once you've welded those corner areas, filling it with concrete, you know, those kind of things to slow down the vehicles to keep them from getting close to the intended targets. You know, these VIPs and executives, they want protection. And when they understand, very educated people understand that money is worthless. And they don't want to hold on to it. They want to hold on to possessions and items. And so that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of that money. And they're buying items that either protect them, secure them, or hide and protect their valuables.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been to our farm, and you've come down the driveway, and it's a pretty straight run, and you could literally hit 35 miles an hour in our driveway until you get close to the house, and then you make a hard turn, and then you make another hard turn. And that's all done on purpose. It's all done on purpose. And we did it with the direction of the driveway. And I think what you're saying is retrofits are being made to slow down with pipe and rocks. We'll be right back with Jim Farmer.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ben Farmer's with us, and we're talking about disturbing trends in the decline of the United States of America. Jim, in Missouri, there have been the theft of farm animals, cattle, theft of hay, theft of farm equipment. And when I say theft of hay, a number of farmers will feed their cows. They'll have a field that they'll rent that's not next to where they live. So they may rent 40 acres or 100 acres or something like that. And on the back of their pickup truck, they'll take off the tailgate, and they'll have this apparatus, which is a hay spear. And it's operated by a cable and a winch. And so they can lower this winch, spear so that it's perpendicular to the ground when, or I'm sorry, they can raise it so it's perpendicular when they're driving their vehicle or operating their vehicle, and they can lower it parallel to the ground when they want to spear a bale of hay, and they can just back into this bale of hay and then raise it up off the ground with the winch and then drive away with it. Well, at, I don't know, $50 a bale, you know, I guess it's something that some people are willing to steal for $50 a bale because they don't have the hay. Because, you know, sometimes of the year, hay is in short supply, and in some years it's in really short supply because of the drought. Well, so hay is being stolen. Farm equipment is disappearing. As a matter of fact, I knew a guy who was putting in a fence with these steel fence posts, these green fence posts, and you pound them in, you know, one at a time every 10 feet or so, and he put them in. And he got them all lined up, and he was going to string the barbed wire along the fence, along the road, you know, the following weekend. And during the week, someone came and pulled out the fence post and stole them. So this kind of stuff is happening, and I think what you're talking about is that the wealthy are very concerned about this spreading over to their communities. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're definitely worried. You know, they're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that they can protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say they're willing to do whatever it takes, does that mean manpower? Does that mean fortresses? What does that mean?
That means, like I was speaking with the fortresses, you know, a lot more boulders, a lot more obstacles that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the manpower, you know, when the money becomes worthless, as it is in front of us right now, then you've got to get rid of it, and you need to change into tangibles and other items that are going to make sure that you're protected or bring you in value in the future.
Okay. Now, you have some associates whom you know that work in various businesses, and you talk to a lot of people. Now, are you seeing a changing in the spending habits of we the people?
An about base, a completely 360.
Tell me what you mean.
People are buying necessities and necessities only. You know, they're not buying the frivolous stuff anymore, the flashy clothing as much. A lot more of it is basics such as freeze-dried dehydrated foods. A lot more of what they're buying is survival supplies, things that they believe that they're going to need in the future, and they're buying them now. Why they know that they're a little cheaper than they're going to be 3 weeks from now or a month from now, especially with the food. A lot of
I made that announcement this morning on hour number one that when we sold our cows weeks ago as part of our herd, we got prices that were absolute records, about 50% higher than 2 years ago. And I remember my neighbor a couple of years ago saying he was going to sell everything he had that he could because cows were bringing record prices. He couldn't believe it. And now they're 50% higher than those days. As I look at, you know, the cows are selling for over $3 a pound. You know, $3 a pound. And a couple of years ago, it was $2 a pound, maybe $2.06 a pound. And a couple of years before that, it was a dollar and change a pound. Well, at this rate, meat is going to become a luxury. And chopped meat is in a lot of places, it's at record highs, about $5 a pound in most places. The cheap stuff is, I mean, the stuff that has a lot of fat in it, a lot of fat, is over $4. So we're seeing that here, and that will translate into higher prices, in my opinion, in the freeze-dried foods. So if you're interested in freeze-dried foods, I suggest you consider calling the freeze-dried guy.
Oh, definitely a good time to stock up.
And are you seeing that too in your circles?
Oh, yes. In fact, that's one of the main things that a lot of people continue to talk about.
All right, let's talk more about that. Jim Farmer and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got a meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. in the evening. And the meetups are absolutely free. If you'd like to join us this Monday, we're going to be talking about part two of being in court, what to say, what not to say. Okay? If Mike Lawson is going to be presenting. And also, Norman is going to be talking about the Vietnam War, the horrors that he saw in the Vietnam War, the getting sprayed with Agent Orange, the drinking the water with Agent Orange, the health effects that he is suffering now with Agent Orange in his system, and what he's doing to detoxify without Western medicine. So he's refusing to choose Western medicine. And I think it's going to be a very informative series of two seminars this Monday. We're meeting every Monday at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. That's in Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. Jim Farmer's with us. And Jim, I got a lead on some ammunition. And one of the things that we do here at the farm is we help people learn how to shoot. And we have a range here at the farm. And so we will set up some targets and teach people, you know, the safe way to shoot and how to shoot. And we like to start with 22 long rifles. And there was a sale on the internet, and you could buy 22 long rifle cartridges, and it was limited stock. And so I was able to place an order. I thought, let me place another order. I did. And then I said, let me place another order. And this was all in a space of 10 minutes. And I went to do the third one, and it was sold out within the space of 10 minutes. And I advised our listeners to consider going to this particular website and buying these 22 long rifles. Well, after I placed the order, I had to, you know, pick them up at the location, the actual physical store, you know, within a day or two. And so I called the store and asked how to do this. And I said, you know, you guys seem to sell out very, very quickly. About how long did it take to sell out? And the lady that answered said 15 minutes. Now, here's what I'm saying. I'm putting an exclamation point on what you just said. You said people are buying necessities. They're buying the things that they have to have. Ammunition, 22 long rifle specifically, has been in very, very, very short supply for a period of a couple of years now. It's been gobbled up on the market, and we haven't been able to buy it. When I say we, I mean we the people. Are you seeing the same kinds of things in your circles?
Oh, yes. I mean, you got to think about the 22 is one of the most popular cartridges in this country. I mean, everybody's grandma and their grandpa have one. And so, yeah, if you look at the ammunition, especially 22, you know, the value that you get in those packages, those are excellent trading items, especially if it comes down to eating squirrels and other rodents and stuff. There's going to be a high demand for those, especially tradability. You know, a lot of the other ammo, too. You know, you start to look at 40 caliber and 9mm and stuff, even though 9's a NATO cartridge, you start looking at a lot of the demand that's going to be there in the future.
Yeah, and it's quite disturbing to me. So you're seeing in your circles the purchasing of necessities. Now, would that be, are you hearing that people are buying durable clothing items, food, tools, camping equipment, survival gear? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yes. All of that stuff. In fact, quite a few of the people that we know, they're hitting auctions. You know, some of those older tools, they're more reliably made, hickory handles, things like that. So they're not afraid to go to auctions and spend that money to get those things, especially when you look at towing chains. You know, you can't get good steel anymore in this country like they used to have even 35 years ago, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of things that are in demand that they don't mind buying them used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, as I look at our farm here, I have a lot of used tools from the 30s, 40, actually from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And you're absolutely right about those chains. You're absolutely right. And we have old chains here at the farm to, you know, to haul logs and haul equipment and so forth. You're absolutely right. And the handles, that's correct too, because if you buy a maul or a sledgehammer, the handles today that come on these Chinese-made sledgehammers and mauls are just lousy compared to the old hickory that we used to have in this country that would be, you know, commonly available. What about, what are you seeing with sales of scrap metal? Are you seeing that too?
Me and my wife, we've been blessed enough to live on a farm just like you out in the middle of the country. We wish we were a little farther out, but we're not. We see loads of scrap metal at least once a day coming home. Sometimes on the weekends we'll see two or three different loads of scrap metal. We've got some neighbors down the road that are cutting their cars that have been in their fields for 20, 30 years. They're cutting them in half and selling them, not because they want to, because they know things are getting worse. It's because they have to. You know, in the state of Missouri, if you cut those cars up, you don't really need the titles for them. So they've got no choice. They're doing it out of necessity.
Let me see if I've got this right. You're saying that in class, I'm sure you've driven past farms. You've passed farms, and you look, wow, look at all that stuff that they've got. Well, a lot of that happens because the equipment fails, and the farmer will say, let's move this out of the way. And then a year goes by, and then 2 years goes by, and it's still sitting there. And so now, I think if I hear you correctly, what those farmers are saying is that piece of stuff that I can't use, that combine, that vehicle, that old truck that won't run anymore, it costs way too much to fix it. Let's just sell it for scrap and get some money so we can pay some bills. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. Quite a few of the farmers that we know, they've already sold off all the usable parts. If you look at they've already scrapped out good chunks of the transmissions. They've already scrapped out, parted out whatever they could. And now they're down to the point that when they need to make those taxes, because it's the end of the year, it's time to do whatever you got to do to make those bills. We've even got one neighbor who, it's kind of a shame. He logged off his 10 acres of land for the logs. And now he's got a field full of tops.
Let me see if I get if I can explain this to the class. You know someone who had trees on his property. He sold the trees. They've cut them off, and now he's got stumps.
Exactly. And he had to do it so he could make his tax payments. And he builds fence for a living, and he got a little bit behind on the land payment.
Did we just lose Jim Farmer? Let me just see. Let me just go over here to my screen. It looks like we lost Jim Farmer. Class, what Jim was saying is that not everybody is doing well. And there are those who have property that either can't pay their taxes or they're behind on their mortgage payments or so forth. And they're resorting to selling what they have, doing what they can to raise money quickly. And let me tell you about this selling of trees. It takes between 75 and 100 years to grow hardwoods. And so when someone sells hardwood trees, they're not coming back, not in their lifetime. Because if they plant them right now, it's still going to take 75 years to sell the next cutting of those trees. And we know people as well, not only the ones that Jim Farmer's talking about, but we know farmers who are selling their trees as well. And it's really not a pretty situation. What you see is stumps, and you see open spaces in the woods where it was once a beautiful, beautiful site with all these wonderful trees. And the ones that are worth the most are the ones that are sold, those big old oaks and hickory, red oak, white oak. And they're not really getting a lot of money for them. They really aren't. And they can't be replaced. And the more of us that do that, the more oxygen that we are preventing from being made to support life right here on Earth. Jim Farmer, I'm glad you're back. And are you also seeing poaching?
Oh, yes. We've been seeing a lot more of that. Over the years, people have usually taken the back straps, which is the muscle down the spine, or they've just taken a little bit of the hindquarters and left those behind. But on a lot of the drives that we take every Sunday, we're starting to notice just them completely cut up. They're not just taking the fine cuts. We've been noticing that they've been taking all of the meat that they can get off of them and then just leaving them on the side of the road, especially some of the back country roads.
Now we're talking about deer, right?
Oh, yes. And that's what I believe is really starting to show the economic health of the country, is because you start to look at what happened during the 30s and 40s in this country, and it's already starting to show up now with the poaching of the deer and the other animals, especially.
Jim Farmer, you're breaking up. You've got some kind of a weak connection over there at your end. So if you can figure out what that is.
In 1937, they estimated that there was roughly about 1,800 deer left, and the biologist Bennett and Nagel, they ended up getting it to where in 1938 to 1959 in the state of Missouri, hunting was closed because so many deer had been killed. And I believe as things continue to get harder and harder now, you're going to start seeing a lot more of the poaching going on, people doing it out of necessity versus just doing it to do it. Which I'm not going to condone it, but that's where you start to see the food situation come in the local and rural areas.
Okay, so let's say quite specifically and quite clearly what we're talking about. There are those who have said, I don't have to worry about food. I don't need to buy food. I got me a gun. I'm going to go hunting. And what happened during that period, the 30s through the 50s, right here in Missouri, wild animals disappeared. Squirrels, rabbits, deer. You couldn't find one. You couldn't find one because
it happened very
quickly. It happened very quickly because people were starving. And they shot and killed whatever they could to eat. So think twice if you think that you've got that rifle and you're going to be okay. We'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, you may be asking, you know, why are Jim Farmer and I talking about poaching? Why are we talking about the cattle prices at record highs? Why are we talking about farmers selling their scrap metal? What we're trying to share with you is this is happening all across America. Crime rates are up. People are discontent. People are becoming more and more me first. And you're going to see this more and more in your neighborhoods, where you live. We're trying to teach you that this is not isolated to just one place. Jim Farmer talks to a lot of people throughout the country every day. And he's hearing this from all over. And he's looking at the trends. He's looking at what's happening in Springfield, Missouri, in the surrounding community. And then he's connecting the dots with what's happening all across the country by the people he meets. And he meets many, many daily. We're talking about poaching. We're talking about cutting up trees that take 75 years to grow back. We're talking about the decline of America. It's happening right in front of you. So farmers, as Jim Farmer and I are, you know, we look down, we look at the ground, we look up at the sky, we look at the trends, we look at the weather. We have to. We can't survive as a farmer without doing that. So we see this, and what we're doing is we're sharing this with you. The next thing we're going to share with you is also disturbing, and that's auctions. Jim Farmer, tell us about what you see in auctions.
Well, the trend we've been seeing in auctions, me and my wife, we go quite often. We have over the years. One of the trends that we've been noticing lately is how many auctions are really taking place during the winter. In the past, it used to just mainly be spring, summer, and fall. Now we're starting to see some auctions in the winter that are just way too many of them. Normally there'd be three or four. For instance, I went ahead and did a check within the local area around your farm. Within 30 miles of your farm, in December, there are 40 different auctions. Within 50 miles of your farm, in December, there are going to be 121 auctions. If you go 100 miles out within your from your farm, there's 257 in December. In January, 50 miles around your farm, there are already 25 of them scheduled for January, one of the colder months of the year.
Jim, let me ask you this. When you're talking about an auction, we're not just talking about like a flea market. We're talking about a farm or a property for sale with the contents, right? We're talking about the entire property.
That is correct. A person's whole life's worth being sold on the auction block to the cheapest or highest bidder, depending on who wants what.
Yeah. And so when you look at this, when you look at farms being sold at auction, it is really, to me, it's really disturbing. Really disturbing. Because that's a farm that's going out of business. That's a farmer who couldn't make it, either for a lot of reasons. One, maybe the farmer was injured. Maybe one of the family members was injured, and money needs to be raised for medical bills. Maybe the husband died, and the wife can't keep the farm going because it takes two or three plus children plus hired help. So it's really tough, and it's really, really disturbing to see small farms go under. And the average size of a farm in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken, the average size is just under 300 acres. And those are small farms.
And those are disappearing quickly.
And they are disappearing quickly. And their farms are converted to neighborhoods where not much production occurs. Jim Farmer, thanks so much for being with us. Class, meet up on Monday.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thanks so much for being with us, Jim Farmer, sharing these trends of the decline of America. Meet up on Monday, Jimmy's Egg. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with a kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-